At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to the program. I'm excited about the program tonight, and well, I'm excited about every program that we do, but I'm excited and honored to have Travis Sanders with us, and I do see that he did call in, so I'm even more happy about that. And so, Travis, welcome to the program, and we'll get you on air here with me shortly here. But, you know, I really appreciate you know, all the gifts in everybody, and I believe that everybody's gifted, and I believe that, you know, we just have to tap into that and not be afraid. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and, you know, we were talking about that and about how that sometimes we're afraid of the unknown, you know, and I think that even probably as we talk to Travis tonight, I'm sure that he'll probably share some of that with us. As you know, there probably was a time in his life that he was scared about some of the things that he saw and some of the things that he's experienced and things like that. But if you know anybody that, you know, might need some help tonight, have them call in. Travis will be taking some calls later on in the program. You know, and I'm sure that he would appreciate helping you in any way he can. So if you would like to, you know, learn more about us and learn more about the program here, you can go to our website, www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and over there you'll find upcoming guests and you'll also find previous guests. If you've missed the show, we've had some amazing guests on. They're all over there, and you just click on their player right underneath their name, and made it a whole lot easier for you to do that. So that way you can find people easier, okay? The one thing I want us to do before we go into the rest of the program tonight, and I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't know if it's the moon, what's going on, but can everybody do me a favor and just take a deep breath in and then breathe out? And I want to do this a couple of times. I just want you to breathe in and then breathe out. Let's take another deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can. Then let's release it. So breathe in and release it. Breathe in and release. And now I want, you know, because, you know, this time of the year, you know, the holidays are here, and, you know, we're running around, we have family around, we have things going on that we don't normally have going on. And so the one thing that I really want us to focus on tonight is the spirit world. You know, Travis is a medium, and I just feel like that there's some spirits that want to come through tonight. And, you know, but we have to prepare ourselves for that. You know, it's like as mediums, myself and as Travis, we prepare ourselves. We go through a period of meditation. We do different things to prepare. But a lot of times you all need to prepare yourselves to receive. And so what I really want you to do tonight is really just open yourself to receive whatever Spirit has in store for you tonight. Can you do that for me? I'd appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead. I will tell you that we do have several callers on hold. Please be patient with us. We will take you in the order that you called in. But I'm not taking any calls till later on. I will tell you it's going to be a little bit of a hold here. But we will take your calls in the order they came in. So it's up to you if you hold in there or if you hang up. I'm just telling you, if you hang up, then you boot down, and I have several callers already. Okay? I just want you to know where we're at. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer as we always do, and then we'll say hi to Travis. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for Travis, first of all. I want to thank you for what he is going to share tonight. I thank you for putting him on this path and putting his voice among many voices, trying to help all of us find our way and our path. Father, Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just help Travis move totally out of the way and that you would use him as the vessel that you always do. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for the listeners of this program. I pray that you would just touch them tonight, that whatever needs they have, that Father, Mother God, that they would find those answers they're seeking. If they're trying to make a connection tonight, that connection would be made. We can't promise things. We can't guarantee things. But Father, Mother God, we just open ourselves up to you tonight. And Father, Mother God, right now, surround all of us with the white light of the Holy Spirit. Touch those that might not be feeling good in body, maybe a little bit tired, maybe having some energy issues, whatever the case may be, just touch them tonight. And we thank you one more time for Travis. We thank you for what he's going to share with us here in just a minute. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And let me scroll down here. And like I said, I have several callers, so I'm going to go find Travis down here. And there's Travis. Travis, hi. Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I didn't have your mic open, so that's probably why we couldn't talk. But hey, I want to welcome you to the program and appreciate you agreeing to come on with us tonight.
No, thank you.
Well, appreciate it. And now, if somebody didn't know you, which a lot of people probably listening tonight don't really know you, I don't really know you. I just found you through the internet. So tell us a little bit about you, about how you got started and stuff like that, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. You know, I'm 24. I've been working publicly as a psychic and as a medium. This will be my seventh year. I was really just your average little kid. You know, I grew up out in the country, religious family, very, very sensitive, painfully shy. And I was just sensitive. I saw and felt things that no one else did. And it wasn't until like middle schoolish sort of grades where I started to get older and vocalize these things. And I realized that other people's perceptions of the world were not the same as my own. And that sort of sent me on this journey of searching and learning. And, you know, most people are familiar with me who know of me through the television show Psychic Kids that was on A&E. And that was really sort of the start of my career publicly, you know, more publicly than the smaller psychic fairs that I was doing locally. And, you know, everything has sort of been on the fast track ever since then.
Right. Now with the Psychic Kid thing, and then there's another question I have for you, but let's go with the Psychic Kid thing to begin with. How did that come about, and how, you know, did they approach you? Did you approach them? How did that come about?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and to this day, I really don't know exactly how it happened. I just remember getting on the computer one day, and by that point, I'd had a website up and everything. I was pretty much at that point, but I got an email from one of the executive producers at what was at that time called Picture Shack Productions. And they said, you know, we're looking for psychic youth to participate in this new docudrama series that we're doing. And would you be interested? So I wrote back, and there was a little bit of a back and forth. There were several phone conversations with the main executive producer. Her name was Betsy Schechter, and a couple of other producers. And within a couple weeks, there were camera people at my house, and it all just happened very, very quickly.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and most likely Spirit put all that in play for you. Now, on your website, I noticed that, you know, that you said about 16 that you had an experience, that you had a reading or something like that. Now, could you go into a little bit of how that, because you on your site, you said that changed your life. And that intrigued me. So,
yeah. Absolutely. That experience totally changed the course of my life and really put me on the path that I'm on today. I was 16, and being raised in a Pentecostal household, psychics and such were not things that were discussed or talked about, because part of it was a conflict of religious interest, and the other part of it was my parents simply didn't have a reference for it. They knew nothing of it. They didn't know how to categorize it sort of in their brains. But by that point, I had started searching and developing my own spirituality and looking for my own truth. And I remember seeing one day in the newspaper that in one of the nearby bigger cities that there was a psychic fair. I didn't know what a psychic fair was or what to expect, but I just felt it, like in every fiber of my being, that I was supposed to be there. And this was before I was driving. So my mom actually took me. She agreed to take me, kind of to my surprise. And I went in. It was held at a hotel in a conference room. And I just sort of walked around at first because I had not really seen anything like it. There was, you know, vendors and stuff, but primarily just older women with tables set up doing readings. And I knew that I felt a very strong pull to the reader in the corner, and that I just had to get read by her. And so I set up my time, and when my time came, I sat down for what was supposed to be a 15-minute reading, and I ended up sitting and talking with this woman for probably 2 hours. And one of the first things she said to me, I apologize, I thought I had a little technical glitch for a second, but one of the things she said to me was, you know you have a gift, and someday I see you doing readings and teaching and traveling and being on television and writing. And at that point in my life, I thought she was crazy because I was still very, very shy and kind of reserved and very new to this whole realm of things that I was learning and discovering. And sure enough, everything that she said has come to pass. You know, I teach classes, I give lectures, I did the television thing. I just finished my first book that I've been working on for a few years. And, you know, it's like I said, it was after that reading, everything sort of took off at light speed. It was shortly after that that I actually started doing readings at that exact fair. So it was kind of an interesting full circle thing that happened.
And that's interesting. Now, the other thing I find interesting, and almost there's some similarities between you and I, because I grew up in a Pentecostal church as well, so I can relate to that. and so, but now with your family, would you say your family accepts this, or they just don't talk about it?
At this point, my family is actually very accepting of what I do. Before, even though they... It was kind of rough in the beginning, I think simply because my mom didn't know what to think and my dad never really said much of anything. But as they've grown as people and as I've grown in my abilities to do what I do, and we've had different experiences together, they've come to not only be supportive of what I do, but encouraging.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, and I think that, you know, a lot of times it just takes a while for people to understand and to accept. And I think with you, I think it's taken that time. I don't know. The question I had for you just flew out of my head. That's okay. I should write these things down. But now with you, now do you do investigations? I think I saw that on your site. Do you do investigations, or have you ever done a paranormal investigation?
I do. For several years, I worked with a group called the Ohio Spirit Searchers, and I loved it in one sense because I love the people that I worked with. I love my team. Sometimes ghost hunting, to me, in my opinion, can be kind of boring, which is why I don't watch shows like Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures or anything like that. Just because I don't, and I say this with all respect to the paranormal community, but I don't care what these little gadgets say. I don't care, you know, what K2 meter is going off or what the dowsing rods are doing. The only thing that I'm concerned about is what they brought me in to do, which is to psychically analyze anything that may or may not be going on in the house, and then to take my information and compare it to what they found and the research that's done to see what matches up or what doesn't. But I did quite a lot of that for a couple of years, and I took a break, and then just recently I moved back to Ohio, so I started working with the same team again, and, you know, it's something that I think I will always do, simply because there's always a calling for it. Whether or not it is through a paranormal group or not, you know, people experience things in their homes, and they either want validation that gives them peace of mind, or they want it out. And so, yeah, I've done quite a bit of that, and it can be really, really interesting and really fun, and I'm sure I'll do more of that to come.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier about when you were younger, you were sensitive, that you felt stuff, but you didn't really, according to your website, you didn't really start, you know, opening up to it until, you know, about 16, 17. Now, the question I had for you was, when you were younger, did you feel spirits, see spirits, but just didn't understand what was going on with you, or did you ever have any of those experiences?
I definitely had a lot of psychic experiences when I was younger. I think I just, my fears that I experienced when I was young didn't stem from the experiences themselves. They stemmed from questioning my own sanity. Some of the first things that I remember is being seven. We moved from one house to another, and I just remember it was at that point when it started that I would lay in bed at night, and I would experience three different things. One would be these silhouettes of people that would just stand around my bed, and my room would feel so crowded. I would also hear voices, and then at the same time, I would be looking up at the ceiling and see these, like, sparks of light, the only way I know how to describe it, that would sort of zip across the room. And this went on for a long time, and I really hesitated to even say anything because I genuinely didn't know. I kept asking myself, is this real? Like, is what I'm experiencing real, or am I just crazy? And if I'm crazy and I talk about it, what's going to happen as a result of that? So I sort of tried to deal with everything on my own as a kid, and it resulted in a lot of anxiety, panic attacks. I went through bouts of depression. And, of course, it tied in and correlated to some other things that were going on in the family. But even as those things began to heal, the experiences kept happening.
Right. Yeah. Now, if somebody, you know, listening, and let's just say that they're about your age, and, you know, or maybe they're older, and they're really not understanding what's going on. And I get this question all the time, you know, how can I trust what I'm feeling? And how would you answer that? How do you trust, you know, here in a minute, we're going to open up the phone lines. So how do you trust that ability?
Trust can be a tricky thing. And for me, I think one of the biggest things is discernment. And it's not so much the intuitive ability or the intuitive sense that I think is the hard part, because I think as human beings, we're all hardwired to be intuitive. You know, and of course, some people may or may not use it, and some people may choose to take that intuition to a psychic level. But for me, I think the biggest element of learning to trust what you get, regardless if this is something that you've been doing or it's something that you're very new to, is learning to differentiate between what is mine, what are my thoughts, what are my feelings that come from a reactionary place versus what is true information, true guidance, true facts that I'm picking up on that are coming through. And to me, the way that I've done that for a long time is through meditation. And I know that when I tell that to a lot of people, they like groan because they have this preconceived idea of what that entails or what that is. And, you know, when I say meditation, I realize that there are some people who just can't do the traditional forms of meditation. They just, the idea of trying to clear their mind is next to impossible. But that's not needed. I think that you have to find what works for you. I found that I get a lot of my intuitive information in the shower. For me, water is very relaxing. It's very meditative. Some people I know tend to get a lot of answers when they're mowing the lawn or going on a walk or doing the dishes. You can be active and your mind still be passive. You just really have to find what works for you. And when you've learned the clear distinction between you and information that's coming from a place outside of you, then I think you're more likely to trust it.
Right. Because I know for me, I mean, when a lot of times I pick up a lot of information when I'm driving, when I'm in my car listening to radio, stuff like that. And so everybody has to find that place for themselves, and I totally agree with that. Now, with the, when you were on the Psychic Kid program, now did you? Because I've seen some of the videos, I think, from there, and I found them very interesting. Now, would there be any experiences that you had during there that you would like to share? I mean, you know, how was that experience for you? I mean, I'm sure it was interesting. And did it, and the other question I have for you, do you think that it actually helped? Oop, we actually just lost Travis. So we'll be waiting for Travis to come back. But so I just realized that he just dropped. So Travis, hopefully you'll call back in. In the meanwhile, while we're waiting for Travis, you get to talk to me, I guess. So we'll fill in some air here while we're waiting for Travis, and I'll be watching for him. But you know, the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, go to his website. There's a link to it. His website. Let's give his website address right now. While we're waiting for Travis to come back to us, www.psychictravissanders.com. That's www.psychictravissanders.com. If you forget that, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you go to where it says upcoming guests and you click on his picture, you will immediately go to his website, okay? So if you forget, his website is www.psychictravissanders.com. Go to ours and click on his picture, and then we'll take you right to his site. He has some really interesting things over there, and so check out his website. And let's see if he's back with me somewhere. I don't see him yet, but let me look down here and see if he's called in. Okay, he's not back yet. Oh, there he is. All right. Where is he? Rose says he's back, but I don't see him. Okay, there he is. All right, let's get Travis back on air. Hi, Travis.
Hey.
Hey, this stuff happens. So, but I was asking you before Blog Talk or whatever rudely kicked you off. With your Psychic Kid experience, do you believe that that really helped your gifts and helped you open up more?
My experience with Psychic Kids was that it helped to sort of validate the path that I was on.
Okay.
By the time that, you know, I filmed that show, I was 19. It was 2008. So I had already pretty much been doing what I was doing for a couple of years. But, you know, like I said, I really think that it helped to validate the path that I was on, that I was going in the right direction, that I was doing what I was passionate about doing, which is an important thing for me. And, you know, the one thing, too, that I think I really got out of that experience was it opened up a lot of doors for me. One of the things that you see in the show is that they pull in a teacher for a missing persons case that we're working on. They pull in a forensic medium to sort of help with that particular segment of the show. And after filming, she became a teacher of mine. I apprenticed under her for 3 years, and, you know, we became very close, and I learned a lot through that experience. I met a lot of wonderful people. I met a lot of really crazy people, too. But it's been really interesting, and it's been, you know, it's been nonstop. It's just been like a giant game of connect the dots, one thing after another after another.
And you know, I found that interesting. Now, you mentioned the other thing that you mentioned I want to talk briefly about, and then we're going to take some calls here because we got several people waiting patiently, hopefully patiently waiting. Your book. Now, is that book out yet, or is it coming out?
This is something that I have been working on for a very long time. I can't even begin to say if it will ever even be something that will be out for sure. All I know is that I have finally finished it, and it is on my hard drive. But this is something that I started after I filmed Psychic Kids. I worked on it. Writing is something that I've always been very passionate about. I've picked it up and I've put it down several times over the years, and I finally feel like I reached a point in my life where I could bring a conclusion to the storyline or to this narrating voice that I was writing the story from. And to me, it is simply an experience of kind of autobiographical in that it shares my journey, but it also shares learning sort of in a reverse kind of way of this is what I've learned, but these are the walls that I've hit to do so, and this is the direction I've taken because of it. And it really is just a story about me discovering my truth in this very crazy world of psychics and mediums and tarot cards and astrology, but also in a way to me that was very grounded in my personal spirituality.
And the one thing that I like about your energy, the one thing that I picked up while we've been talking, is your energy is very solid, and that's a compliment to you. And but because I feel like also to me you feel like a really old soul to me. You feel like you have a lot of wisdom beyond your years. And I just wanted to tell you that. That's what I'm picking up about you. So I wanted to share that with you.
I feel very old sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that we all do sometimes. But you just seem very grounded, very knowing who you are. And for a person of your age, I've met a lot of people your age, and a lot of them are not grounded. They're not focused, and so but you seem like you are, and so that's a good thing. And like you said, hopefully one of these days the spirit does want you to share the book. We'll have to have you back on, and that way you can promote your book. But a lot of times, I think also, a lot of times I've known for myself, Travis, is a lot of times spirit just has stuff for us to do to help us show our path to ourselves and the struggles that we've gone through. And so maybe that's all it's for. It's just for you. But hopefully it's for all of us one of these days. And so we'd be looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and get some people on with you before they start rebelling on me here. And so if you're ready to take some calls here.
Sure.
They've been patiently waiting. So let's get 612. You're on air. I'm not going to say your name because I'm not sure how to say it. Could you say it for Travis? And you're on air with Travis. Hi.
Hi, Travis. My name is Jordana.
Hello.
Hi.
So how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
So my question is about a relationship that just ended a few weeks ago. I'm wondering if he's going to end up reaching out and if we're going to end up reconciling.
If you don't mind saying it, and I have the other person's first name.
Yeah, absolutely. His name is Josh.
Okay. Let me see here. My feeling, when I sort of connect with the energy of the two of you together, my feeling is regardless of whether he does or doesn't, but I do have to say before I go into that next part, I do feel that it's likely that he may reach out to you. And of course, I don't know you. I don't know the details of your relationship, but I feel, and I don't mean to say this in a way that sounds like blaming, because with every relationship, responsibilities fall on both parts. But
right.
The way that this feels to me is that the foul sort of falls on his side of the field. And what I have to say, too, like as far as this goes, is regardless of whether he decides to reach out to you or not, one of the things that I feel very strongly about is that this is a relationship that at least on an emotional level, you are able to kind of surpass. Like, I almost feel like if you were to think of this with the analogy of school, you know, you could be in high school, you could be dating a senior, but instead it's like, here's this freshman, and I'm wondering about whether this freshman is going to contact me or what's going to happen with this. And I really sort of feel like, you know, obviously with anything that any psychic says, there is choice, and everything that you decide is up to you with how you want to proceed from here. But I really feel like if you sort of just see it for what it is and experience for learning growth, but then sort of kind of look in another direction, I think that you would find a partnership that is much more in alignment to what is best for you.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and get Felisa on with you. You're on air. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're on air with Travis. Go ahead.
I had a question concerning relationship. I just wanted to know if you see anything special for me going on with the relationship department.
Now, let me see here. Are you talking to anyone at the moment?
I am.
What I feel here is what they're doing is they're taking. I work with time frames. I don't give like exact. This will happen then because the future is so fluid. But what spirit shows me is the likelihood of when something will happen based off of the path that you're on now, and they give me time frames. And one of the things that they're doing for you is they're giving me the month of February as being sort of like within the month of February, the opportunity or that doorway for you to walk through that could turn into a relationship. Should you so choose to? And it may be connected to, because like when I tune into it, I sort of feel like that connection is slightly already established. So it may be this person that you've talked to or been talking to, but I have to say, I kind of already sort of have the feeling that you may have a connection with this person that's pre-existing or that you may have recently just started talking to this person that it will develop with. But I really feel like your sort of window of opportunity is the month of February.
Okay. And Carson, would you recommend this for me, or?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Would you do you feel like this person is good for me?
You know, I do feel like this would be a good relationship for you, but I have to say, again, I sort of feel like this relationship for you, and I'm not saying this to discourage you in any way from pursuing it, because I think it's what you're calling into your experience right now. It's what you want, and I think it's what you need, actually. But I don't see it being a very long-term relationship. I see it being, I would say, at least right now, what they're showing me is sort of like a time frame of around 6 months or so. And you may start to realize that this isn't what you want for yourself. But I really feel like that shouldn't cause you to not fully engage the experience, because there's so much that you can get out of it. And to me, this feels like, I think that the term soulmate gets tossed around very loosely in the metaphysical community. To me, a soulmate is simply someone that you've made an agreement with on a soul level to teach you something. And this, to me, feels like one of those kindred connections that you're supposed to get a lot out of or complete a cycle with before you can move on to something else.
Okay. All right. Hopefully that helps.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So, and now, Travis, I don't know, and I'm just going to ask you, and because since we've been on air, and we're both mediums, so, but I'm picking up energy that is very, nervous. And I don't know if it's a caller. I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't know if you're picking up anything. But I'm, you know, that's what I'm picking up. I don't know if it fits or anything like that. But you know, I just thought I might mention that and see if you were, you know, picking up anything like that.
It may be, you know, I do sort of have a sense that it may be connected to someone who's on the phone line.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it may be someone coming up here pretty soon.
Okay, yeah, because that's what, because I was like, I mean, for like the last probably, I would say probably the last 10 minutes, I've been like, my hands are shaking and all kinds of stuff, so it probably is a connection that's about to come up here. So let's try to find it here, and let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Rose, you're on air with Travis.
Oh, my God, you two are just killing me. I'm sitting here just cracking up because I'm just, like, shaking my leg. I've had such drama today. It's probably me.
There we go. What can I do for you today?
Can you just give me a general reading? Do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see here what comes up for you. One of the big things that I feel for you right now is that it's very important, in regardless of what you, whatever situations you find yourself in, whatever scenarios that are unfolding in your life right now, it's very, very important for you to try to keep things as simplistic as possible and to try to find your stillness or that serenity in whichever situation that you may be finding yourself in, whatever emotion that you may be finding yourself in. One of the things they're doing is they're sort of showing me, which is kind of a strange analogy, but you know how when you're listening to a CD and a CD player, and there's always like a 2-second gap or a 3-second gap of silence between one song and the next?
Right.
That is sort of the analogy that they're giving me. And if you could think of the songs maybe on the CD as scenarios, interactions, people in your life, what they're really trying to get across is focusing on like that stillness in between. And if that means for you taking time and setting it aside specifically for you to just sort of be grounded or have clarity or solitude for yourself, that's very important. One of the things that I do feel, even though that this whole like nervous energy was acknowledged before, and it may have just been, you know, nerves about being on air or getting a session, I do have to say, in your emotional body, I do feel like there are things that, to me, just feel the word I'm looking for, I think, are sort of maybe unplayed out or that are still just kind of imprinted and having an effect on you. And I just feel lots of stresses. I guess that's the right word, like imprints that are stress-based in your energetic body. And so I have to say, I feel like it's very important for you to reflect on this past year specifically and different things that may have happened, anything that may have caused frustrations or upsets, and work on, like, what did I get out of those, or how could I have handled that differently, or what was the purpose of this? Because my concern, and I don't say this in a way to create or inspire fear, because that's not what I'm about, but when I feel sort of this static, if you will, in a person's energy, to me, if that goes unresolved, if that sort of stays within that person without being looked at or without being processed, at some point down the road, that could develop into physical health issues or physical health problems, and that's a route that you don't have to go down. Simply by making small changes and little adjustments within your life. The other thing that I'm getting for you, too, has to do with, I just feel like some sort of stresses would be eliminated off you if you, and this may sound weird, but if you adjust your priorities and just sort of look at what you have to deal with in your life or different things that are going on, and then kind of change the order or sort of the hierarchy of importance that they have, and I think that you would find that you just have this sense of being able to breathe. As I'm talking to you, I feel a tightness in my chest, and I feel a shortness of breath, and then I feel like, oh, like I can breathe again. And I kind of feel like you're at this point in your life, and I know that 2012 has been a crazy time frame for a lot of people, and that a lot of really stuff has happened, but I sort of feel like you're in the exhale phase, that you're in this, you're, you know, where you want to be at that space, that gap in between the songs. And so if anything, like, that's what's coming up for you.
Okay, awesome. And you're right on, because I'm about just to make a huge life change. So, yeah, I'm right on the verge. So thank you
Perfect.
Very, very much.
Very welcome.
Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. And it was her, because now when she acknowledged that, I don't have that now. So that's a good thing. But, you know, now, Travis, let's talk to you again for a little bit, and callers, just be patient with me. Now, with your abilities, now, do you use tools? Now, like, you know, tarot cards, oracle cards, do you do that, or just, I mean, how do you work?
And, you know, as a teenager, when I first started doing this work, I worked with different Oracle cards. Now I pretty much just use them for myself. When it's just me and the client, you know, whether it be at my office or on the phone,
right.
I'm just tuning into them. And it's almost as if, you know, I work primarily, my two strongest channels that I receive information are through picture and through feeling. And so I'll either get a feeling or a picture. They usually come coupled simultaneously. And they just sort of start, I don't know how to describe it exactly other than the fact that it's like puzzle pieces. I'll get a piece of this and a piece of this. And somehow, as it comes in, my brain just knows what it means or knows how it fits together.
Right. Because it was like when you've been reading for the callers that you've already talked to, when I've been sitting here listening to you, it's almost like I could see your mind. It's almost like a TV screen in your head.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, and I was like listening to you reading, and I could almost see what you were seeing. And I thought, man, that's like amazing, because it was like I was seeing you like seeing a TV, and that's how I pick up as well. And so I just found that amazing that I was picking up on that with you. But let's go ahead and get some other people on here with you so they don't get mad at me. Let's go ahead and talk to 916. You're on air with Travis. Go ahead and say your name for him, please. Whoop.
Thanks, Diana. My name is Diana. And Travis is pretty cool, isn't he?
Yep. Go ahead, Travis.
What can I do for you today?
I guess I'll ask this question about when do you see me in a home where, like, I'm writing my story? I actually have a computer, and I'm actually in a house that has a bed. Do you see that happening?
Let me see here.
No, I'm Diana.
I'm sorry?
My name is Diana.
Okay. All right. one of the things that I do have to say that I feel is that when I pick up on time frames or possibilities for that to happen for you, I feel like this is one of those things that is a little less defined. It's a little bit more up in the air still. It's not as concrete, kind of as if, you know, what I was saying before, I tune into the energy and where things are headed, and some things are very, very easy to say, like, oh, this will happen on, you know, Monday, or this is going to happen in January, or whatever. And then other things are a little more ephemeral, or they're a little less set in stone, because there's an energy that's not certain, or the path is not as distinct. And so and that's kind of what I'm feeling here in this particular situation. I feel like there are variables that are still influencing the outcome that you're still dealing with. One of the things that I do pick up on has to do with and this may be the latter one, I'm not sure, but they're pulling me to the month of September as a door for this to start for you. This may not mean necessarily that you are in your home and established within that month. That could be the start of the process to get you there. But that is one of the time frames that they are pulling me to as far as you getting situated the way that you want to be.
Hmm. Well, are you getting messages about anything else then?
Well, the other thing, too, is just I feel like celebrate the small things is a big thing for you. You know, we have this idea of a bigger picture, and sometimes when we're not quite at our goal, it may seem as if we're not moving forward, but really celebrate the small victories, the small things. Remember how courageous you are. You've gone through a lot of shit. I don't know if I can say that. Oops, sorry. But
yeah.
You've gone through a lot of stuff.
I do celebrate the smallest of things. The things
good.
That are miracles to me that other people think are nothing. So I
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. And you're still processing a lot
September
of stuff.
Is not right.
You're still working on different things, are still sort of knocking themselves loose and coming to the surface, especially emotionally, for you to process. So just be really patient with yourself through the process. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have the mindset and you have the attitude to get you there very quickly.
And hopefully that helps.
Nah, September is not right at all. There's something coming in February, so. But
okay.
The other part's right.
Well, we appreciate you calling. All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go with Travis, I was going to ask you, if you need a break or something, holler, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to wear you out. So,
alrighty.
Because I leave that up, because I can't read your mind. So if you need a break or whatever, just holler at me. Let's go with 708. Hi, can you say your name for Travis, please?
Hello, Delphine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you today?
I was wondering, what do you see for me in terms of 2013 as far as love life? I've been told we have many soulmates, so I want to know, am I going to find the one this year?
Let me see here. What I feel for you is I do think that there are potential for relationship this coming year. And the sort of wonderful thing, you know, I have a lot of people call in and ask about love life sort of stuff, and the majority of the time it's not what they hope to hear. It's, you know, I always give it the way that I get it. But I actually do feel the possibility within this next coming year, 2013, for you to find and establish a very healthy, to me feels very healthy, and what I would consider a long-term relationship. Now, lots of people put emphasis on the one, and I caution with that because sometimes the person may absolutely be the one until they're not the one anymore. They may be the one for 7 years or 10 years or 6 months or whatever it may be, but then another one may come along. But what I am seeing is that you do definitely, in the year of 2013, carry the potential to manifest a long-term, stable, to me, feels very healthy relationship. And I actually feel like when this happens, you'll be somewhat into the year. I don't think that this is going to be at the beginning of the year. I really feel this is the latter half of the year.
Oh, so like September, October?
I have to be honest with you in that they aren't giving me a particular month or a particular time frame other than the latter half of this year.
Oh, okay. Am I going to be happy?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing, too, that I feel with you is regardless of whether this relationship happens or not, you're still going to be happy. Like, to me, you have a very sort of joyous and sort of up or a happy kind of energy in general. And I think that is the thing. A lot of people think once they attain what they're trying to achieve, then they can be happy. And I think that you already have an understanding of, like, the happiness comes first, then the other thing follows. It's backwards. But you're perfectly lined up for where you need to be right now.
Oh, okay. All right, do you have anything that the spirits want to tell me or any messages?
Let me see here. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to decipher one thing that's coming in. Again, I do have a guiding energy, I guess you could say. Some people call or guides, whatever you want to call it. I do have a guiding energy sort of coming in for you, reaffirming the fact that he is helping you in particularly with a particular relationship, with a what I would call, again, soulmate sort of kind of relationship. But the other thing, too, that they're showing me that kind of perplexes me a little bit is my symbol of the baby. And usually whenever I get the symbol of a baby, sometimes there are these meanings of, like, taking care of and nurturing the inner child. But I have to say that somewhere, however this does connect to you, this to me feels like a literal actual child. And this to me feels like a new energy. So even though, you know, babies can represent the birth of something new or rebirth in a particular way, I do have to say I'm supposed to acknowledge the soul of a child that's coming in, whether it's to you and I'm just tapping into it way ahead of time or through someone else around you, but they're putting some sort of emphasis on a baby. And I know that it may not fit or make sense for you immediately, but I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't relay that message.
Okay. Oh, wow, because I do have a 4-year-old, so I don't know if that's something that has to do with it.
You know, I have to say that this feels like a different energy than the four-year-old, but just remember that. Just kind of keep it in the back of your head and see how things play out.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and after this call, we're going to go ahead and take a short break after this call. But before we take this call, Travis, could you give us your website address so in case somebody wants to set up a reading with you or get hold of you? How would we do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. It is psychictravissanders.com, and then my public Facebook is facebook.com/psychictravissanders.
All right. And just in case somebody is listening that wants a separate reading with you, because I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I'm doing sample readings, what I call them anyhow, a lot of times we get more information than we have time to give. And, because we have lots of callers and we have to, keep moving. But a lot of times we have a lot more to share with people. And so if you're feeling led to, separate reading, Travis, go ahead. I won't be upset. That's why we have people on here. So go ahead, and we're all in the same business, and we're all working for the same goal, and that's to help you all. I always tell people, whoever you resonate with, that's who you resonate with. That's what I would tell people. Let's go ahead and pick up on 609. Could you say your name for Travis, please? Go ahead.
Hi, it's Nicole.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Good. My question is I reconnected with somebody, and right now he's overseas in the military. And when we email each other back and forth, he just doesn't seem to answer my questions. I know he's going through a lot, and when I emailed him one time, I told him that I think about him, and he was very thankful for that. And what at the end of his letter, which was, it surprised me, he put love this time. He said, love, Andrew, and which shocked me because we just started talking. But every time I ask him a question, it seemed like the next email, he would never answer anything. It would just be, Merry Christmas, hope you are well. So I just don't know what's going on. I'm just wondering how the relationship is going to go. Is it going to work out?
Sure. Are you aware of the fact that he's been in sort of an emotional funk for quite a while?
Yeah.
Because what I'm being shown is that one of the reasons that you've been put sort of in his life or placed to kind of reconnect or connect at this time, however you said it played out exactly, what I'm being shown is my symbol for counselor. When I normally get this particular image or these particular messages for someone, and I notice this a lot with other intuitives, it's like people have a natural propensity to like either find us and like vent to us or give guidance for us, or we tend to like find ourselves being the helpers or the healers by nature. And what they're doing is they're kind of taking that like counselor card or that little healer name tag and like putting it on you. And that's really the big kind of bigger picture, the sole purpose of why you were brought into his life is because he has been struggling. There are some parts of him that have a very, very hard time communicating. I feel like there's an aspect of himself that can be well-spoken, that can communicate very well, but when it comes to his own emotional process and what's going on inside himself, in a lot of ways he feels sort of stunted and unsure of where he's at in his life, what he's doing with himself, what's going to come up for him. There's just a lot of uncertainty surrounding him, but I feel like he's sort of been in this funk for a while, and part of the reason that you were placed in his path is to help him, is to be a source of healing for him in some way. And to be honest with you, he's quite confused about what he wants or where it goes, and he goes back and forth in his head a lot of times. He's unsure, and it has nothing to do with you because he really thinks you're a great and wonderful person. but then it feels like that can kind of change, and he can kind of feel okay with it. And then he's got that idea of like, yeah, okay, like I feel like I can let some of my walls down a little bit and bring this person closer. And then there's that part of him, it's like, okay, I've done that. Now I feel like I'm going to step back just a little bit because I'm not, you know, I'm not sure. And basically what's going on, if there's this vacillation back and forth and back and forth, I really feel like, you know, I have to be completely honest in that one of the things that they're doing is they're showing me the movie Groundhog's Day. Are you familiar with that movie?
No.
So it's this movie about a guy who keeps reliving the same day over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I get this for someone, it means to me that I don't foresee a significant break in the pattern as of yet. And that's not to say that it's not there and it's not coming. I'm just not tapping into it as of yet. I feel like the best guidance that I would sort of have for you or to give to you at this time is to not count anything out and to continue to be there for him if he needs you to be, but just sort of detach from any expectations of what you want the outcome to be and just be open to anything else that may come into your experience. And if, you know, and if this is something that does line up for you in a way where you and him sort of do click and that Groundhog's Day cycle kind of ends, then that's wonderful. That's fantastic. But also, I just really feel like remain open because you may have just been placed in his path to help him out of this, to give him sort of something to bounce feelings and ideas off of, to get clear in what he wants. And so in that sense, you're really being a teacher of great service to him. But yeah, I guess that's the best thing I can say for right now, is to just kind of detach from the outcome and just be open to anything else that comes your way.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard because I've been in love with him for 3 years.
Right. And I wish that, you know, I wish that I could say that after 3 years of this, I could feel sort of like a distinct break in the pattern, but I'm not feeling that at this point.
All right. Okay. And I know that probably didn't help too much, but hopefully it helps a little bit. And we do appreciate you calling in, though, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang in there. All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and we're going to take a break, Travis. I just feel like that we need to right now. So we're going to take we'll take about a 3-minute break here. I'm going to play a song. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Now, Travis, before we take a break, give us your website one more time, then we're going to take a break.
The website is www.psychictravissanders.com.
Okay, and Travis and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Travis, welcome back. So,
thank you.
I just wanted you to realize that your mic's open again. So, you know, I find it interesting sometimes with politicians and stuff, they always have open mics and they say stuff that they shouldn't say. So I always tell people, hey, your mic's open. So you might want to be careful. But yeah, but the one thing I want to say about you before we take some more calls here is, you know, I just feel that you're happy. You know, I could pick that up on. Would you agree with that? Because I just pick up a lot of. Of course, you have, you know, those days like everybody. But overall, I feel like that you're a very happy person.
You know, I can honestly say that I'm the happiest that I've been in about 3 years. You know, I've gone through a lot of stuff, especially emotionally within the last year. But considering everything that I've been through, I'm in a really good place, and I can only attribute it to living my purpose and being of service. Otherwise, I hate to think of where I might be.
Right, because the other thing that I pick up on you is that you're very passionate, and some of the stuff I read on your website and things about, I really feel like that you're really passionate about this, and it shines forth. I want to tell you that. It definitely
Thank
shines
you.
Out of you. And now, is there anything else in your life that you're passionate about? You mentioned a few things, but is there anything else besides this that you're really passionate about?
You know, I love art. I love art of any kind in any way. I used to paint, and you know, in addition to writing, you know, as I said, writing is a huge passion of mine. Photography, I love. And it's something that I don't do as much of as I would like to do, but it is still a huge passion of mine, art in any form. And, I consider the psychic work to really be an art more than a science.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And one thing I want to tell you about your art, I really feel like that you really need to look at that again. This is what I'm picking up, and the one that I want to share with you is when you mentioned art, I really feel like that spirit wants you to lean towards that, because I feel like that does help balance you, does help ground you and stuff like that. So you might want to think about that. Now the other thing that I'm going to ask you, I'm going to be a little bit selfish here, and ask you if you're picking up anything with me or around me or anything that spirit wants to say to me through you. And don't be afraid to say whatever. I always tell mediums that, because I think sometimes they hold back, you know, if they're picking up stuff. They're like, okay, I'm a guest on this show. I don't know if I want to say all this stuff. But if you're picking up anything, whatever you want to share, whatever you feel that you're supposed to share, that'd be fine. Or you might not be picking up anything. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. I feel a couple different things going on for you. And I have to ask right now, are you currently not in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship at the moment, yeah.
Because what they're showing me is my symbol for new romance. This to me feels like new energy coming in, new people coming in. Occasionally it will come up in a person who has an established existing relationship when there are major rehauls going on, but I usually only experience this particular imagery when someone is single or feels single to me, and that is the way that you feel.
Right.
And it's ironic that, you know, one of the calls, and I mean this in a way that has no disrespect to any of the other callers tonight, but one of my least favorite sort of readings to do are love life readings. So it's ironic that when I just have like an open platform to tune into anything possible for you, that's what comes up. But I really feel like that is something that's coming into your experience. The energy feels very current, and I'm actually being shown that as things continue to play out over the next couple of years, that this is something that could turn into kind of a long-term committed sort of thing. The other thing that I'm being shown is that over the next 2 to 3 months for you, and I know that you said that you picked up information in a similar sort of way, like the TV screen, but I have to say that that channel of sometimes when we just know, we don't know how we know, but we just know, I'm feeling a lot of that for you, and they're placing it just ahead of you, and they're associating it very much with mindful sort of energies. And so you may find that you get a lot of information that you don't know where it comes from or how it got there. It wasn't seen, it wasn't felt, it wasn't heard, it's just there. And I think that some really interesting directions are going to come to you on what you need to be doing for yourself and for your path. I'm also being shown for you that there are some elements of your life as far as goals that you may have for yourself where the energy feels a little bit stuck. And so just put some you know, extra, I guess, focus, extra awareness on moving around any roadblocks that may have come up to you achieving goals that you've set for yourself. Because I feel like once, and honestly, I have to say, as I say that, I was going to go to something else, but I really feel like the only thing that may be stuck is some uncertainty that you have about some things that you want for yourself, but there's also another part of you that's either scared or reserved from that for some particular reason. But ultimately, I feel like if there's any particular theme for what I feel for you, it's this upward moving sort of growth. And I think that you will find that many different aspects of your life blossoming and developing in new ways that are kind of exciting.
Cool. Yeah, and I totally agree, and I appreciate that, Travis, so much. Everything that you said definitely makes sense. And it was very interesting. I'm going to just say this because I wasn't going to ask about relationship or anything like that because, you know, like with a lot of times, you know, that's what we hear a lot. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to leave it open to spirit. And I think that a lot of times when we do that, you know, spirit knows what's on our heart. Spirit knows what's on our minds and what we need to hear and what we need to focus on. And that's one thing I love about spirit and one thing I love about your energy because I can tell that you're that kind of reader that you know, you're really definitely following spirit's lead, and I appreciate it so much. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Margie. But I want to say thank you, Travis, for that reading. Let's go ahead and talk to Margie. Margie, you're on with Travis.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Travis.
Hi.
I would, if it's possible, could you just do a general reading?
Yeah. One of the first things that I pick up off right on the bat, like a message for you, has to do with looking at different parts of your life and seeing inside of yourself either where you think forgiveness needs to go or who you need or who you feel that forgiveness may need to come from. What I'm being shown is my symbol for connections with people and scales being out of balance, which means on some level there are existing hurts or sort of like unended or non sort of wrapped up or concluded chapters that need to be looked at or examined. The other message that comes for you is to really just remember who you are. Know that you are a strong individual. Know that you are someone who deserves good things, and someone who deserves to be treated with respect, and someone who deserves to love themselves. And for whatever reason, I just feel not to make sure that whether it be a situation or a particular person or persons, never let yourself feel less than what you are. For some reason, just a lot of feelings and messages around self-worth or just emotional clearing kind of come up around you.
Okay.
Did you have any specific questions?
If you're asking, probably has to do with work.
Okay, you can go ahead and ask that.
About the length of time that I might be working where I'm working at now.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Well, where I'm working at now, will they be doing away with my job?
Let me see here. What I feel is, I don't see that you have to be going anywhere. Like, I don't feel, you know, whether it be, like, a fear of the position being dissolved or different, aspects of the business that you work for, like, not being needed anymore or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can still remain in the position that you're doing. I don't feel like you have to sort of give in to any fears or hesitations or worries surrounding that.
Uh-huh.
What I do feel, though, and part of why I feel like there may be this, some of those things coming up around, like chapters that don't feel like they have closure or
mm-hmm.
those scales that seemed imbalanced, has to do with, for some reason, I feel like there are particular people within the workplace where you may have to get very, very firm to keep to stay where you're at. Like, I feel as if you can still continue to be in your position and that there doesn't have to be changes brought to your work. But I almost sort of feel like there's a little bit of a fight behind that. Like, I feel like for some reason that you really have to take a stand against someone or something in order to keep that or to make that happen.
Okay. All right.
So if you start to get, and then I'll just say this, if for any reason you start to get strong-armed in any way, or if they start to put, like, pressure on you that, you know, this may be ending or that you should reconsider doing this or this or this, I really feel like stand your ground is the message that comes through with that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you, Margie. All right, let's talk to, and I think this is going to be our last call. Caroline, you're on air with Travis. Hi.
Hi. Good evening, Travis. How are
Hi,
you? Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful myself. I wish you both a beautiful new 2013 with great successes and lots of beautiful spiritual experiences and expansion. So that's my message for both of you. And I know it's going to be a wonderful year. And now for me, I would love one of your beautiful general readings.
Absolutely. Let me see here what comes through for you. There's a couple different things that I want to address, but the first thing is, have you done any sort of writing?
Well, I started a book. I put it aside for the last 5 months because I think it was going in a route that maybe it didn't sound good to me.
Okay.
I'm kind of uncertain about, you know, if I should start all over again.
Okay. I have to say, like, right when I connected with your energy, the first instant I heard your voice before we even got to the question, I feel very strongly in you and around you are writings that need to come out that, you know, pen to paper or fingers to keyboard or however it works for you that need to be brought forth. Your soul came into this lifetime with a message to share, and they, you know, I see this as your guide's way of really validating that this is the path that you're supposed to be on, and that is a work that is supposed to be put forth or effort that is supposed to be put into it. I see a lot of things balancing for you this coming year. I see things sort of smoothing out in a way that feels very, very good to me. I feel like you have a, you just feel very big. Your energy feels very big. You feel very expansive. I feel like even when things may not be going right, you put the smile on your face. And the cool thing about you, the thing that I like about you is that you not only, like, you have the tools. You know what you need to do. You have the tools to do it. You're not at that, what I would call, journeyman phase in your experience. You're past that. You're a little bit more, you're a little bit more along. You're a little bit more together. You've got your, you know, you're a little bit more focused than that. And I just really feel like the writing thing is the biggest message that comes through for you. I see things really smoothing out and stabilizing. And ultimately, you know, I feel like these inspirations for these writings have really just come to you in different ways and at different points. But the biggest thing that I'm supposed to tell you right now, and I don't know if this connects to the writing that you were talking about or something completely new and different that's going on for you, but I'm supposed to tell you to pay attention to your literal dreams that you have when you're asleep.
Oh, my God. Yes, they are beautiful, and they're very spiritual messages. Like, I had a dream with me, my dad, who's moved on, you know, he's no longer with us, and I had a dream about with him that we were in Egypt in the pyramids, and that the pyramids didn't have a top, and only light came out of it. So, you know, I kept that in my heart, and I said, you know, out of that I could write so many beautiful things. And then I dreamed that he put a crown on me. Oh, beautiful. I have these, and you know, so I could do affirmations that I know I could do, and I would love, and I also would like to write to help women. So there's, and I have a lot of experiences from Wall Street, and that's what I was concentrating on. And I already have a title of a book, From Wall Street to Spirituality. What do you think about that?
I love it. I love it, and I think you're exactly where you need to be, and keep it up.
Thank you. Listen, have a beautiful new year. I thank you. I know I'm the last caller. I thank you for being with us, and I have seen every episode of the Psychic Kids 500 times. I got to go back and find you, but I know this is a while back, so I got to see you as a younger child. But I love that show. I guess it's, and I love Chip, right? Did you ever meet Chip?
Yes, I worked with Chip. If you're looking, the episode is called The Missing Person, and it was in season one.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm gonna.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you soon, Michael.
All right. Thank
Very
you,
soon.
Caroline. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. And all right. And I feel like that is our last call. Other callers, there are other callers. Let me apologize to you. But, you know, I go by the leading of spirit, and so I want to spend the last 12 minutes talking to Travis, but we do appreciate you calling in. If you would like to set up a reading with Travis, Travis, can you give us your website one more time, please?
Absolutely. It's www.psychictravissanders.com.
Okay, and like I said, if you didn't get that, you just go to our website, which is spiritualtalkradio.net, and if you click on his picture that's right there, you will go straight to his website. Make it as easy as possible. And, you know, go check him out. Look at YouTube things. An amazing, gifted young person. And, you know, the one thing that I really like with Spirit, because a lot of times, the one thing on this show, I have different readers. I mean, and I know that you've been on other shows as well. But the one thing that I think is amazing is, because we're all on the same page, we're all doing the same things, but everybody picks up differently, everybody is differently, and that's one thing that's amazing. And the one thing that I really look, you know, because I'm a little older than you are, but what the one thing that I look back at the younger mediums like you, and I think I had some Aaron Newton on and some others that I have on the show, you know, I really appreciate you guys, you know, to be opening up and to, you know, follow the leading of spirit, because, you know, sometimes this can be a very lonely road, and that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about really quick here in these last 10 minutes. Do you feel that sometimes? Do you feel alone? I mean, that's because I know that with me, sometimes I feel that. How do you get that and experience that?
When I was younger, especially as a teenager, I felt very, very alone. I remember having like screaming matches with God about doing this work and being on this path and, you know, not wanting it and then loving it and then hating it and then loving it and feeling like very misunderstood. Now, I don't. I truly do not. I love what I do. You know, as you said, I'm very passionate about it. And even though I know that sometimes it's not, you know, a lot of people, there are a lot of times where I feel like people don't understand why I do the things that I do. Even right. People who know that I work as a medium, sometimes I think they look at me kind of strange. And sometimes I feel like as sensitives or as readers, it's like, to use a computer analogy, like, I may be running on one operating system and you may be running on another.
Right.
And it's completely okay. But for me, the thing that I think has really, really helped, and the advice that I would give anyone who is on a spiritual path, or whether you're a psychic or not a psychic or whatever, is to find your soul family, find your soul tribe. Like, it's beautiful and it's wonderful to have people that we have blood connections and ties with. But those people aren't necessarily the people that our soul has ties with. And when we can find those people that we feel a kindred connection with on a soul level, regardless of the context in which we meet them, it creates just a net of support. And I think that having a community in whatever career you have, whatever path you walk, having a community is extremely important.
Definitely. I totally agree. Well, Travis, I want to personally thank you for coming on, and I'll be talking to you here in the near future about having you back with us, if that's something you want to do, I hope. But you know, the one thing, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us tonight. You know, I feel like it's real important to acknowledge that in other people, and so I want to do that for you. Now, the one thing that I wanted to pass on a message, and if I didn't do, I mean, I have to do my job, otherwise I'll have headaches here in a minute. The one thing that I want to pass on to you is, I don't know if you've been thinking about this, but I keep seeing you traveling overseas. I definitely keep seeing that. Is that something that you're considering or thinking about?
It is. You know, I've really been feeling a strong call towards England. I can't shake the feeling. I don't know how it's going to happen or how I'm going to get there. But there are a couple things over there that sort of have been calling out to me, and so that's been on my mind lately.
Okay. Because I definitely just kept seeing you, you know, I almost seen you like over like water in a plane, and definitely see travel and possibly even sometime, you know, maybe a relocation there. I'm not saying it's like in your immediate future, but that's a possibility for you. And I wanted you to be aware of that.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks again for being on. I'm going to actually say goodbye to you. I don't want to, but I need to because we're about out of time. You have a great night and a happy new year, and I'll be looking forward to having you back on here in the year ahead.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Travis. Bye-bye. All right. And, you know, if you really liked what you heard tonight, please go to his website. It's www.psychictravissanders.com. That, again, is www.psychictravissanders.com. All right. Check him out. Thanks again, Travis, so much. We are going to be on air. We will be here Monday, actually, which is New Year's Eve. I do have a guest with us. Jason Jeffers will be with us. I don't know why his name just falls out of my head, but he will be with us and be talking about his book, and I'm excited. I've actually read the book. I'm in the process of reading it. I'm not totally done with it, but it's called The Next Human, and he will be with us here Monday. We will be on air Monday. We will not be on air on Tuesday, and there are some changes on the show that's coming up. I am going to 5 days a week starting as we go into 2013. But we will not be on that Tuesday because it is New Year's. I will not be on air. I'm going to start teaching on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have guests on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But here's a but. We need your help to be able to do this, okay? There is a bill that's due actually at the end of this month. Without your help, you know, we have all this lined up, but without your help, it might not happen. So if you would like to give a donation to this program, you know, that would be greatly appreciated. That's enough said about it. The donation button can be found right on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I leave it in the hands of spirit. You know, the one thing that I've always done with my life is I do my very best to trust spirit, and spirit has never let me down, and I don't see it's going to happen this time. But just like you, I get nervous sometimes. I'm human, and so I get a little nervous and a little, you know, when things are look right down to the wire. Have you ever been there? You know, things go right down to the wire, and then you're going, I don't know. But Spirit has never let me fall on my face, never has neglected me from the moment that I was on planet Earth. But I just thought I'd let you know, if you would like to help, there's a way to do that. I know a lot of you appreciate this show. A lot of you appreciate me. A lot of you appreciate the guests that I bring here. But without you, all of that's not possible. And so this is totally supported by you. Do the best you can, okay? Donation button can be found on the website where it says donation contact. It's right up there. Just click on that. And if you have any problems with that, let me know, okay? But like I said, any amount that you can give would go to the person, all right? All right, we will be here, like I said, Monday. Do not miss that show. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be an awesome show. And I'm I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to 2013, and I'm looking forward to all the things that Travis saw for me, and you know, we have to be open, and I just want to talk about this really quick. We have to be open to possibilities and change. You know, it's really easy for us to get stuck. You know, saying, well, you know, I want it this way or I want it that way. Especially when it comes to relationships. You know, we can try to hold on to relationships that no longer are benefiting us, no longer for a higher good. But we hold on to those things because they're familiar to us. And maybe sometimes we're holding on to relationships that have ended because we don't want to experience the pain and the emotions that come with that. That's just a thought. I'm not saying anybody out there is doing that, but I'm just saying that a lot of times that's a possibility. And when we're holding on to something that is done, then we're not opening ourselves up to what is to come. And I don't know about you, but I want all that Spirit has for me in 2013. 2012, for a lot of us, kicked us around a little bit. Maybe more than a little bit for some of us. But as we breathe out of this month and this year, open yourself up to the potential of an amazing year ahead. And as you open yourself up to that, then you will see it happen. And as you step into the next human, whatever that is, find that out Monday, you know, let's step into that, trusting, knowing. I love you guys. I appreciate so much your support. If you can't give, that's okay. Pray for me. Pray for this program. Because that helps a lot of ways, too. Okay? We all need encouragement every once in a while. If you would like to drop me an email, you can do that at spiritualtalkradio@ymo.com. I'm about to go off air, so have a great night, and I'll talk to you later. We're just going to go ahead and close out. So thanks again, Travis, so much for sharing your gifts tonight. Bye-bye, guys. I'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.